This is the BBC.
In the county of Sussex lies the hamlet of Broadley-on-Cleet, known locally as Broadley-on-Cleet, from the village of the same name.
Population in 1889, 4,862.
Population in 1954, 87.
Principal exports, population.
Broadley-on-Cleet bore one famous son, the poet Sprund. He wrote but one sonnet.
Or nard and glued, the clued and garly by. Arn duple farg in dipe and cratly glarn. Be near a clatted broadly boys and guy. Broadly and cleat by ripple slippy guys he den.
On hearing this, the villagers erected a tombstone and placed the poet under it.
Thus the village has slept through the centuries, its rural simplicity broken only by moments of simple fun, such as
the dreaded werewolf murders of 1776.
The black agonized stranglings of 77.
The ghastly massacres of 78.
The two-headed axe murders of 79.
The case of the Walden Regiment murders. And then there was...
the vicar's garden party.
Can one wonder then at the horror that beset those peaceful villagers when in 1953 they found themselves inextricably embroiled in...
the case of the vanishing room...
Indeed, the case of the vanishing room. There was only one man to call in.
There was only one man available. Me. Inspector Ned Digoon. I well recall that morning when I was taken in my dustbin to Scotland Yard.
Shake him. Get out of that dustbin and sit down. Things are happening fast. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if a phone didn't ring.
You're right, it didn't.
Shake him. You've got a police dog certificate.
I have.
And why aren't you wearing your spike collar?
Well, it was a bit warm this morning. I left it in the oven last night, you see.
Oh, you silly little doggy, you. Oh, you are a silly little doggy. However, there's been a diabolical murder at Broadley-on-Cleet. I want you to find out a few things.
Right. Harry Millington, spread out and follow me.
So Seacom and his hordes arrived at Broadley-on-Cleet.
Broadley-on-Cleet in the county of Sussex lies in the hamlet of Broadley-on-Cleet, known locally as Broadley-on-Cleet.
Thank you. We've had all that before.
Oh, you make me hurt myself.
No. Come on, Lance, this is the police station.
Oh, Henry.
Flat against the wall. Someone's coming.
Henry.
What is...
Fisto. Henry.
I've had two fish, Mim. What do you want?
I heard it.
Knock, knock on the door.
Knock,
What?
Oh, did you hear that?
What? What?
Oh, yes, it is.
It is knocking, Min, on the door, I think.
Answer it, Henry.
I can't find it, Min.
Where did you leave that door last?
I found it. I found the door, Min.
Oh. Open up in the name of the law!
Min, someone's on the brown door from the other side.
What?
It must reach both ways.
Oh, mercy save us. We'll all be murdered in our beds, such a new... Oh, Lord. We'll all be murdered.
Don't worry, Min, don't worry.
Oh, the powers are leaving me. The powers are leaving me.
Min, defend your legs, Min. I'll take cover and defend you. Give me that loaded dishcloth.
And about time, too.
Stand up, you devils. Don't force me to use this eiderdown.
Calm down. Calm down, please. I'm Inspector Seagull.
Is this an official visit?
I'm afraid you have to put your helmet on.
Oh, dear. That will mean repotting the geranium.
And the baby, too. Oh, yes.
Now, then.
It's true.
Where's the criminal record book? Meantime, Max Gowrie will play a blunt instrument.
From Crun, Seacombe learnt that the murder had been committed at the home of Lord Cretinby.
Oh.
And in no time, he was knocking at the door.
Yes, who is it?
Is this the place where there's been a murder?
Yes. Which murder are you inquiring about?
Which murder? How many have there been?
One.
That's the one. Now, I'm Inspector Seagull, and I...
Close the door, will you? The snow's drifting over the body, and you know what a weak chest he has.
Yeah. Why isn't he whispering?
He hasn't got laryngitis.
Come on, Jim. I said... Oh.
The police? The police?
Yes, the police.
Oh. I am Wilmington, the butler. I found the body. Namely, Lord Fettenby. Come in. Coming!
Thank you. Now, you found the body.
I did, sir. I did. When I entered the library to serve the poison coffee.
Ah. Oh. The library, you say?
The library, I say.
Mm-hmm.
At first.
Did you see him fall?
No, sir. I was too busy wiping the bloodstained knife.
The library, you said.
The library, I see.
Hmm? Did anyone else come into the room?
Impossible, sir. I never left the table save to dissolve the pistol in an acid bath.
The library, you said.
The library, I said.
He didn't let me say it.
It wasn't your say. During the course of this mystery, certain heavily disguised clues will be planted, giving a key to the real murderer. Now, read on.
You are Lord Cretenby's secretary.
Yes.
So, Lord Cretenby was shot, poisoned, and stabbed.
Yes, sir, yes.
I see. Did he give any explanation of this?
Not a word, sir.
He won't get away with this.
Well, I wouldn't be too confident, sir. Lord Cretenby is a difficult man to handle.
Why?
He's frozen solid, sir.
What did you do next?
I called the doctor, of course.
Why?
That's his name, of course. Terence, of course. You must have heard of him.
Why should I?
I've just told you about him.
Oh, yes. I'll make a note of that. Thank you. Now, photographs of the scene of the crime. Echo!
Oh, yeah. Hello, here you are. Hello.
Have you got your camera?
I got it.
That's a bit of luck.
Why?
I want you to take some photographs.
What a coincidence.
Why?
I got my camera.
Good. We'll be able to take some photographs.
Oh, I'm glad I bought my camera.
Right, you're the very one to take some photos.
Right, I'll get set up.
You'd never think he was a duke's son, would you?
No.
Well, don't, because he's not.
Okay, all ready. Who's it to be?
I want a photograph of that body lying in the corner.
Oh. Ain't he going to stand up?
He can't. He's had it.
Oh. Well, okay, but these pictures won't look very lifelike. Yeah, I got a dark room that will revolutionize all dark rooms.
How come?
It's got a light in it.
Get on with it.
Okay, now then, ready? One, two...
Hold it! You've got the camera pointing at yourself.
Oh, I wonder why all the pictures have been coming out like me. I've got a million photographs of me.
Get on with it. Get on, okay, lad, get on.
Okay. Now, come on, Lordship. Come on, little buddy. Look at the dicky birds. Come on, smile. Oh, that's it. I took him.
Well, we'll have to seal the room. Eccles, you seal all the windows.
Okay.
Quit pipes are doing, I think.
Yes.
Come with me. We'll seal the main door. Right. Now we'll just nail these boards over. Now a few locks and chains. That's it. Now the final touch. I'll just spread this micro dust to pick up fingerprints. Now, no one can get in that room until I open this door. And believe me, that'll take some opening.
Okay, open up. I'll seal all the windows in here.
Ah, no! I've left him inside. He'll have to come down again. Come on, let me a hand. Quick! I don't know why I brought him in the first place. Papandelli. Police photographer. You should never have left the Eastbourne Beach show.
So, right, it's all done, sir.
Well done. I'll go in.
Inspector?
Dead?
There's somebody at the front door.
For heaven's sake, go down and answer it.
Right, sir. I'm coming.
You took your time.
It took his duty.
I don't wish to know.
Well, someone did. Inspector, I thought you were upstairs in the library.
It's gone. The library's gone. I went in and I walked into thin air.
The room is gone.
Yes.
But the photographer and Lord Cretenby.
Yes. They've gone too. What? Paddington, follow that room.
No. Right. Hold tight.
Well done.
When lovers make new rendezvous, to
we stroll along Fifth Avenue. When this familiar world is new, yeah, will you still be mine? When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light their summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, ha, will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing, and spring no longer turns a young man fancy, when glamour girls have lost their charm, when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine?
Meanwhile, in Paris, where he had been driven by the music you just heard, Major Bloodnock, a well-known army absentee, was checking into a typical Montmartre pension, the Hotel Fred, little knowing what was in store.
Oui, monsieur?
I want a single room with adjoining doors, please.
A specialty, monsieur. And the register, please.
Right, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But monsieur is alone.
Oh, yes, pardon me. I thought I was on holiday, I beg your pardon. Major Bloodnock, Indian Army, retired. Now, come along, you naughty Frenchman. Where's my room?
Voici la chambre.
Right, well, here's something for your trouble.
It was no trouble.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll have it back again. Get out of here. Ah, where's the bathroom? Ah, here it is. Suck me codger and spit me flatterer. The blasted door has recently been sealed and unsealed.
Oh, Inspector Siegel.
Oh? Inspector Siegel, you're in disguise. Lift me dungle and lower me grovelers. Who in blazes is this ragged goon?
Oh, don't fool around, Inspector Siegel, and I've sealed all the windows like you told me.
What the devil are you talking about, you Neolithic naughty boy, you? What are you doing with that naughty camera?
Oh, taking pictures of the body.
Filthy postcards.
No. No. Oh, I've been taken.
Don't lie to me. How much do you want for the lot, then?
I ain't got any dumb postcards.
I got... Get out of here, you clean postcarder, you. You. Wait, what? Ah! Oh! Who is that disgusting bounder lying on the floor?
I was taking his photograph.
Lying down?
No, I was standing up. He was lying down.
You felt no pain, of course.
No, but you've done me a power of good.
Good. Who is this infernal man, anyway?
Well, that's Lord Crittenby.
Rubbish.
No, that's not rubbish. That's Lord Crittenby.
But look here, this is impossible. I know for a fact that Lord Crittenby was murdered yesterday at Broadley-on-Cleet.
I know. I've been here since yesterday.
But this is Paris.
Paris? This is Paris?
Yes, Paris. Hurt me, father.
Wallop.
Oh. Look out of the window there. Look, I mean, look. There's the Eiffel Tower, Montmartre, Arc de Triomphe.
Oh. What's Paris doing in Bodley-on-Cleet?
What are you talking about?
I tell you, that man of mine in Bodley-on-Cleet. A night doctor, Dickie Bird, pointed up for him.
Meantime, in Bodley-on-Cleet, Inspector Seagum suddenly hit a clue.
I've got it. When we opened that door, the library had disappeared, right?
So right.
There was a phone in that room, wasn't there?
Yes, Bodley 391.
So, if I phone that number, I should get through to that room. Give me that phone. They don't call me brainless Seagum for nothing, you know.
I'm sure they don't, sir.
Hello? Bradley 391, are you?
Eccles? Is that you, Eccles?
Just a minute. Yep, it's me.
Where do you go?
Look in the mirror.
Eccles, where are you?
I'm in Paris.
Oh, good heavens. The missing room's in Paris. Eccles, wait there. I'll catch the next train to Paris.
Right.
I should have been on that train. Never mind, I'll catch the next pair of Paris-bound boots. I'll leave for Dover at once.
He followed me to work.
Thank you, lad. Meantime, in the Hotel Fred, the manager had made two startling discoveries. A British room was staying at his hotel. And Bloodnock had been concealing two unpaid guests, one living, one dead.
One to live in one book.
This blasted manager's locked me in my room and I... Oh, it's that fiendish Frenchman again.
How do you know?
He's knocking in French.
Ouvre la porte, ouvre la porte. Oh, it's a foreigner.
What? You mean they've even got them in France? Oh, well, entrez.
Now, monsieur, the bill. If you do not pay it, we will throw you out.
And more threat like that, and I'll leave.
Monsieur must pay for the extra business room he brought in.
But I didn't bring it here.
Maybe not, but your friend is lying down in it.
Yes, he's dead.
Oh, pardon. Then we will make a reduction. We always make a reduction for dead persons.
How kind.
There are only remains, let me see now, 5,000 francs for the extra room.
What? But I'm not living in the extra room.
We are not charging you for living in the room.
Then what are you charging for?
We are charging for the room staying at this hotel.
Clap me, trouble, and frown to me, Dalibut. Get out of here, you fiend. We're Britishers, do you hear?
Yeah, just remember. Just to remember. What am I talking about? Remember what?
All right, you French civil proper tray. Blue bottle?
I heard you call. I heard your dummy get in. Give your orders. I will work till I drop. I always drop when I work. Moves left stage, strikes policeman pose with truncheon out ready. Remains alert.
Have you done?
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Blue bottle, arrest that corpse.
Yes, I will arrest him. I will... Stop. Don't you say arrest the corpse, my cadine. Scream! Turns white, ears turn green, hairs fall out. Legs drop off, feels safe, but manages to hold on to drain pipe.
Arrest him, I said. Arrest the corpse.
What is the charge? Name the charge against that corpse, man.
Leaving the country without a passport.
Oh, but he ain't done nothing. That's Lord Crittenby. It's him that's been done in.
Is that true, Lord Crittenby? Have you been murdered? Well, you won't answer, eh? This will go hard with you at the trial. Blue bottle!
Speak, Captain. Let your orders ring out in my welcoming ears. Crime does not pay, I say. Can does not buy. If it did, I would have joined it. Strikes heroic McGlusky of the Mounties pose.
Thank you. You finished, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Right. Now we'll reconstruct the crime. Blue Bottle, you'll sit in that chair and take the place of the late Lord Crittenby. Eccles, you take the murder gun, walk in here and pretend to shoot Blue Bottle three times like they do in the pictures, right?
Goody, goody. This is fun. Where's that pistol? Now I'll go outside.
Louder.
Are you ready?
Hello, it's me, haven't you?
Lord Cuttenberry. Your time has come. Third time.
Oh, wow.
You're shutting me. Farewell, cruel world. Slumps the floor in death agony. Does quick twitch. There's a nail in the floor.
That's it. That's how the murder was done. Eccles?
Yeah?
I arrest you for the murder.
I didn't kill Lord Crittenbury.
In that case, I arrest you for the murder of Constable Bluebottle.
I didn't know this gun was...
No! Look out, you fool!
No!
Why are you digging me again?
What are you doing there?
I don't know.
That was The Goon Show. BBC recorded programs using Peter Sellers, Harry Seacom, and Spike Finnegan, with the Radio Quartet of Max Gilder. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Scott, script by Spike Finnegan, announcer Wally Skeetsley, the program produced by Roy Spear.